Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Pei Beis. We are on page 120. Siman Reish Pei Beis is Kriyas HaTorah VeHaMaftir B'Shabbos. The reading of the Torah and the Maftir on Shabbos, the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Motzian Sefer Torah VeKorin Bo Shiva. We take out a Sefer Torah on Shabbos and we read seven Aliyos. The Imratza Lahosif Mosif. If you want to add on more than seven, you are allowed to add on. The Ramah says, V'hu adin biyomtov mutter lahosif al minyan hakruim. The same thing is true by Yontif. If you want to add on to the five Aliyos, you can add on Aliyos. V'yesh omrim de biyomtov ein lahosif. There are those who say that on Yontif you cannot add Aliyos. V'chein nogu b'medinos elu. That is the minog in our medinos that we do not add on Aliyos on Yontif. Milvad b'simchas Torah shemosif and harbi. Besides Simchas Torah, where we add a lot of Aliyos. Gam b'chol yom tov eina maftirim minyan hakruim kidal kamon. Also on Yontif, when we have a maftir, the maftir does not count as one of the five Aliyos, and we will discuss that in Mirtz Hashem further on. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph Motzian. We take out a Sefer Torah. Yesh lomar b'ruch shmei b'psichas ha'orom bein b'shabbes ubein b'chol. We say Baruch Shmei, which is a piece of the Zayar, when we open the Arum both on Shabbos and during the week. V'hanosein Sefer Torah v'mekablo, one who is giving over a Sefer Torah, and one who is receiving a Sefer Torah, tzarech shiyehei b'yamin, it has to be done with the right hand. V'afilu imhu iter yod ein l'shanos b'zeh, even if the person is a lefty, he should not change, he should use his right hand. Why is that? So if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Beis, on the second line, he says, Keiner Ali, the reason is because the Torah was given with Hashem's right hand. Shenemar mimino eish dos lomel. So Hashem gave it with His yamin. V'imkein ein lechalik bazeh, and therefore we are not mechalik between a righty and a lefty. If Hashem gave it with His right, so we give and we receive the Sefer Torah with our right hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitei Sukkotan Beis. V'korin bo, we said that we read from the Sefer Torah on Shabbos seven Aliyos. V'hi mitzvah midivrei sofrim, kriyas haTorah is a mitzvah de Rabbanon. V'hi takono kaduma mimoshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom, it is an early takono from Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshe kosta v'simin kuf lamed hei, like we have learned earlier in Simin kuf lamed hei, ayin shav mishnah berurah. Sivkotan gimel shiva, we have seven Aliyos. Hine bizman ha-mishnah hoya ha-minog. In the days of the Mishnah, the minog was Sharishon Shabakru Em Hoyam Mavarech Abracha Lefaneha. The first Aliyah made the bracha before laning. The Haachron Hoyam Mavarech Abracha Lachavreh. And the last Aliyah made the bracha after laning. The Hoyam Tzoyim Kulon Hoyu Yotzim Bibirchoson. And all the middle Aliyos were just Yotze with the bracha that was made with the first Aliyah and the bracha after with the last Aliyah. The Achakach Bizman HaGemore Hitkinu Shekol Echod Yavarech Lefaneh Lachavreh Kemoshenog Hayom. And then in the days of the Gemara, they changed the takana, and they said that each person should make a bracha before and after his aliyah. The Gemara Megillah says the reason is because of those who come late and those who leave early, they might not realize that there was a bracha in the beginning or the ending of the laning, and therefore we want to make sure that each aliyah has its own bracha before and afterwards. Sifkatan Dalet is on that which the Mechaber said, if you want to add to the seven aliyahs, you can. So says the Mishnah Berurah v'yesh omrim, there are those who say, Shehayom shekol echod me'akruim mevarach lefaneu l'acharev v'kanal. Now that the minog is that each person who gets an aliyah makes a bracha before and afterwards, like we just mentioned, ain kedai lehosif leharbos bebrachos. It's not kedai to add aliyos and to be adding brachos that are not necessary. Ach b'mekom hatzorech, however, in a place of need, kegon chasana or brismila v'chol ki agavna. If any reason why you would need more aliyos, like a chasana or brismila or anything similar, ein locho shazeh, one does not have to be concerned, and he can add aliyos. Sivkotan hey, again, the Mechaber said, Imratza lehosef mosif, v'nochon shelo lehosef harbe mipnei tarach ha-tzibur. Even if one is adding aliyos, you should not add too many. That would be a tircha on the tzibur. Uvamakum sheish lochosh letarumos, in a place where you have to worry about fights, eza anoshin by certain people, kashalu yikru lehem latayra, you're afraid they're going to get upset, it's going to cause a fight if you don't give them an aliyah, so then, ain't sarach ledakte epazeh, you don't have to be careful about this, you could add beni aliyos. Kasu ha'achronim da'achronim right. The b'shabish ha'koren shtei parshios. A week that is a double parsha. The best thing to do is yesh likros minyan chatzi ha'kruim me'ashiva b'chol sidra. You should read half of the aliyos, which is 3.5 aliyos in each of the parshios. Da'ainu she'korei la'harevik tzas me'asei the rishon. You'll read rishon sheni shlishi from the first sefer Torah. And you will read part of Revi'i from the first parsha, rather. U'me'aseder sheni from the second parsha. Shlosha psukim al koponim. You'll read at least 3 aliyos from Revi'i. And then you'll read Chamishi, Shishi, and Shvi'i. Ve'ein lochosh b'mashi Yosef ala shiva b'seder sheni. You don't have to be worried if you add Hosafos in the second Sefer Torah. Beyond that, that's going to be okay. Kevan de'ein shum chiyuv min adin lehosef. Since there's no chiyuv to add on, the aliyos that were the chiyuv, you split equally 3.5 in each parsha. If you want to add more in the second parsha, that does not pose a problem. Sivkotan Vav is on that which the Ramah said. There are those who say that in Yontov you should not add aliyos. So before we read Sivkotan Vav, let's look at note 16. Where he explains why the Ran says one should not add aliyos on Yontif. Ubetama davar she'en lehosef al minyan ha'olim b'yom tov u'b'yom kippur. And for the reason why you shouldn't add aliyos on Yontif or Yom Kippur, kosef ha'ran. The Ran in Megillah writes, u'kedei she'lo lehashvosom l'shabbos. You don't want to equate Yontif or Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Ubira shulchan aruch harav. The shulchan aruch explains what he means. She'b'yom tov ein lehosef al chamishas ha'olim. Kedei she'lo yehei shavel Yom Kippur. On Yontif, when we have 5 aliyos, don't add an aliyah because then it will be like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, in lehosef al shishas ha'olim, kedei shelo yashav al Shabbos. Yom Kippur, you don't want to add to the 6th, 1 more aliyah, because then it would be like Shabbos with the 7th aliyah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav, ukeshechal yom tov b'Shabbos. Let's say yom tov and Shabbos coincide. Lukuli alma mutter lehosef al shiva. There, everyone agrees you can add on to the 7 aliyos kamo b'shar Shabbos hashana like the rest of the Shabbosos of the year. D'chi b'shvil sheni tosef bo kedushas yom tov nigra mimenu ha-mailu d'shar Shabbosos. Just because it has the added kedusha of yontif, it should lose out on its mailu of other Shabbosos that you could add aliyos. Therefore, on yontif shechal b'yos b'shabbos, you can add to the 7 aliyos. However, kishechol yom ha-kipurim b'shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, tov lechatchila shelo lehosef al shiva. Then it is better lechatchila not to add on to the 7. Mishum sherashi aparshios mechuvanim. There, the place where you end is very exacting. Shemesaimen b'mili de kapara. All the aliyos end off on Yom Kippur having to do with kapara. And therefore, even when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, one should not add aliyos. If you look at note 17, he points out, onan lekamon kosov. However, later on, the Mishnah Berurah will write, Shevimokum shenosnim ha'olam kesef rav letztaka. If there is a serious auction for the aliyahs and it's raising a lot of money for tztaka, on Yom Kippur, efshar shehamekel lehosef aliyos lehisid. So then it's possible that one who is lenient and he adds aliyos on Yom Kippur, he does not lose out. Again, this is going on Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos. V'chein b'mokom sheishlochu shema yigrim adavim machlokas, and also in a case where kalitu machlokas, the Orah Shochon writes, Shafilu b'Yom Kippur ein limchos be'elu amosif and aliyos, you don't have to protest against those who add aliyos on Yom HaKippurim. Sivkotan Zayin. The Ramah said the minog is that we do not add aliyos on Yantif. Besides Simchas Torah that we add a lot, it says in Mishnah Berurah, the Kadesh Yiske Kolecha Likra Batorah Be'esiyam HaTorah. In order that everyone should be zeicha to read from the Torah at the time that we're finishing up the Torah, so ukmi adina kerov haposkim shematirin lohosef biyomtov. So we established the din like the rov poskim that you are allowed to add aliyos in yontif and on Simchas Torah. As we know, we do add aliyos. The Rama ended off and said that gam b'chol yomtov ein maftirin miminyan akruim kilakamon, that the maftir on yontif is not one of the 5 aliyos. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches Rasalom, it means to say, La maftir kore pasha b'fnei asma b'chol vasayom. The maftir on yontif reads a special aliyah, a pasha on its own, from the chiv of the day. From that minug that we read a separate aliyah, number 6, for the maftir, is clearly that we take on at halacha the first shita that on yontif you are allowed to add aliyos, because even though it's maftir, lemaisa we are adding on a 6th aliyah. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Beis, Mutter likros olam harbe. On Shabbos one is allowed to call up many aliyos. Even though this next aliyah is reading what the previous aliyah read, and he's going back and making another bracha on the same thing, that is not a problem. Says the Rambam, V'yesh Osrim, that those who aser a second aliyah to read the same thing that the first aliyah read and to make a bracha, V'chein nogu b'nigas elu, our minog is not to do that. Chutz mi b'simchas Torah, shenogu l'harbos b'kruim v'nogu k'svara harishon, except for simchas Torah, we're knowing to add many aliyos, and we are knowing like the first svara, that we will repeat aliyos, the same aliyah, one after another, and we will make a bracha the second time as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes, Ein b'kach klum. There is no problem doing this. Mikomakom ein ola min aminyan. Bezakta mishabura, this second aliyah that's reading the same portion that the first aliyah read will not count towards the minyan akruin. In lo shahosef l'chol apachol shnei psukim amasha kora rishon, unless he adds on at least two, preferably three, on that which the first one read. The uz the eved ola l'minyan, because then b'dievid, he will count towards the minyan akruin. K'mosha kosef so simin kufla mizayin, like we'll see later in kufla mizayin. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Yud Beis, he writes, this is from the Matzah Zashekel. Im lo b'mokom de lo esher b'nyan acher. Of course, says the Chavetz Chaim, it will be different in a case where there's no other Eitzah. The Al-Korchach Tzarech Likros La-Revim Ashekorach Far Mishun Sveka Dioma. There are some circumstances where the fourth Aliyah must read that which was read previously because of a Sveka Dioma. We'll see what that is in a second. Uki go nahu the sif vav lekamon ayin sham. And also another case where you have to read again the same thing is that which we're going to see in sif vav, that if the Baal Koreh by accident finished the whole parsha in six aliyahs, so you go back and you read the same thing again for the seventh aliyah, which in that case will also count as a maftir, so then you have no other eitzah, you can't go to a different parsha, so then you are allowed to read the same psukim again. Let's look at note 20 for what we're talking about over here by Revi Misveka Dioma. So in note 20, he points out, Kavanosu l'mashikosu v'ashukhan aruch l'kamon. His kavana is that which we're going to assess later on in the Mechaber. Ula elan kufla mitzayin, shebechol ha-moed sukkos korin la'ula ha-reviyas ma'ashek far koru la'koin v'alevi. As we know, on Chol HaMoed, the fourth aliyah repeats what the first two aliyahs read. Kevan she'enav sharus likro es ha-psukim shekodem l'chein, because you can't read any psukim earlier. Lefi she'enav minyano shayom. They're not part of the Sveik of the Yoma. They're not minyano shayom, so you can't add other readings, and therefore you are allowed to repeat in that case. That's what the Shaar Tzion is coming to tell us. In Eretz Yisrael, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, she'esh likro l'chol arba ha'olim es psukei ha-korban she'osu ha-yom. In Eretz Yisrael, it's even more extreme. Since there is no Sveik of the Yoma, if it is the fourth day, you read Ubi Yom HaRevi'i four times in a row, you keep repeating the same aliyah with the bracha, because again, it's lo efshar, there is no other eight, so you can't read other days. V'chein b'chanukah, we'll see later on the same idea, she'esh likro la'ula ha'shlishi es mashek v'akaru la'koin v'levi, the shlishi reads the same thing that was read already by the Kohen and the Levi. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud, we said we are knowing not to do this in general, unless, like the exceptions we just mentioned, when we have to do it, we don't go ahead and have another aliyah read what the aliyah right before him read and make brachos on it. The exception was Simchas Torah. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud, Yesh Omer Duadim B'chasana, some say the same is Shubay Achasana, Avo Minagenu Shelo Likro Lazeh Mashekara Kvar Echad Af B'chasana. However, our minog is not to repeat the same aliyah two times in a row, even by a chasana. Levad b'simchas Torah nohagin k'rama, except for simchas Torah, that's where no other rama to repeat, but otherwise we try our best not to do that. Continues the Mechabers of Gimel. Hakol olim l'minyan shiva, everyone counts towards the number seven for the aliyos. Afilu isha v'katon sheyedeh l'mi mevarachin, even a woman or a katon that knows who he is making a bracha to. Avol, however, amru chachomim isha lo tikra batzibur v'mnei kavar atzibur. Even though mikra din, an isha counts towards one of the shiva kruim, the chachomim said she should not read batzibur because of kavar atzibur. The Ramah says, "Ve'elu dafka mitztarfin l'minyan akruim." These, the isha and the katan, dafka can be mitztarif to the other ones who are called up to the Torah. Avaloshiu kulam nashim uketanim, but all the aliyos should not be nashim or ketanim. V'din evet knani k'din isha. In terms of an evet knani, can he get an aliyah? He can, just like an isha. Aval im imo mi Yisrael muter lalos. However, if his mother is from Klal Yisrael, she is the Yisrael, then he is allowed to get an aliyah. It would not be a problem of kavod atzibur. Va'asa likros b'rosh megula, one is not allowed to read from the Torah with his head uncovered. Ve'ein iser likros ama'aretz nichbad oshir u'gedol hador lefnei tamul chacham. It is not us to call for an aliyah na ma'aretz, who is a bekavodik person, he's a wealthy person, he's the leader of the generation, to call him up before Talmud Chacham, that is not an Isser. Ki ein ze bizoyon le Talmud Chacham, that's not a bizoyon to the Talmud Chacham. Rakavad la Torah shem eskabedes banoshim gedolim. Fakert, it's a covet to the Torah that it gets honored through very big, chashev, wealthy people. Umamzer mutter lalos to save a Torah, a mamzer is allowed to get called up to Torah to get an aliyah. Of course, not for Kohen or Levi, but he can get for the Aliyah of Yisrael. V'ayin le'el simi kuf la'midvav miseder hakruim. Look earlier what we learned in Hilchos Kriyas Atayra, Lagabi, the order of the Aliyah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph, we said everyone counts towards the minyan of Shiva, avalo l'minyan shlosha. This is true dafka on Shabbos, but it is not true Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, mincha. They cannot get aliyos and contribute towards the number 3. Uba'ola Shabbos kosav od, tehu adin l'minyan arba chamisha shisha, sheyesh b'rosh chodesh v'yontav yom ha-kipurim gam kein ein ola. So the Ola Shabbos says that they do not contribute to the number 3, 4, 5, 6, only on Shabbos, an Isha or a Katan, Shodel Nimavarachan, can count towards the number 7. Siv Katan Yudbe is Katan. The Af Im Ein Shom Kohen El Katan. Even if there is no Kohen there except for a Katan, Koren Oso, he can be called up for the Kohen Aliyah. Vidas HaMagin Avram She'ein Anu Muchiyavim L'Kroso, the Magin Avram holds that we're not Muchiyav to call up a Katan who is a Kohen. The mitzvah asay de vikidashto lo nemar al kohen katan. The mitzvah, the araisa of vikidashto to a kohen is not referring to a kohen katan. To haksiv, because the pasuk says ki es lechem elokecha umakriv. He brings up, he does the avayda, brings a lechem elokecha. The katan lav bar avaydahu, and a katan does not do the avayda. V'chein no hogin v'yameinu, and that is our minuk, sheke she'ein v'beis haknesses kohen shu ben yud gimel shana. If we do not have a kohen in the shul who is 13 years of age, kohen Yisrael b'mkom kohen, we call up Yisrael v'afilu yesham kohen katan. So even if there is a kohen who is a katan, our minuk is not to call him up, rather we call up Yisrael in his place. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, he points out that that which the Mishnah Berurah said, the katan la baravodahu. Look at the Shaar Tzion, Tezvav, the Kiddushi Agonu v'kive Eger, doch hazeh. Kiv Eger pushes off the Svara, the ha Balmum mitzvah lakacho. When it comes to a Kohen who is a Balmum, there is a mitzvah of the Kiddashto, Kiddi Isa b'Sifra, like it's brought down in the Sifra, Af Agav she'enu roi gam kein lavoda. He's also not roi for lavoda, and we see by a Balmum, just because you're not fit to the avoda doesn't mean there's no v'kiddashto. So mehechi tesi by a katan, even though he can't do the avoda, who says no v'kiddashto? But if you look at note 26, which is in the back of the sefer, he has masbir. Who bebir divrei Hamagen Avraham kosav agon of Yaakov Kamenetsky shebalmum. When it comes to a balmum, afal pi sheino oved, even though he doesn't do the avoda, that's true. Mikol makom cholik bekachim kedei laachlam. He does split the kachim in order to eat them. Mashein kein katan, which is not the case by a katan, he is different. Sheav sheochal kachim, even though he could eat kachim, mikol makom einu makabel bohem chilek. He does not get a chilek in the kachim, and that is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's chilek between a katan and a balmum in explaining this mishabura, who brings the Magen Avram in defense of the question that the Shaar Tzion brings from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we're on the top line of the left column on page Samach Aleph. V'yoser mizeh nohagin kayom. Even further than that, we're knowing today, she'ein korin katan klal l'shum aliyah. Our minhag is that we don't call a katan up for any aliyah. V'afilu im kfar nishlo minin akruim, even if we already finished the 7 ikar aliyos, Elo Maftir, we only call a katan up from Maftir. If you look at note 24, he points out, but b'diyevet im tov karu l'katan lalos atorah. If by accident they call up a katan for an aliyah, ukvar birich and he made the bracha already. The Kavachaim writes sheyesh lismoch al amatir and lahaloso. You can rely on the more lenient opinion that he can get an aliyah. Ubisimchas toira kasev shara Ephraim ubepischei sharon b'shem shamei chagiga shenagol likru l'katanim afilu b'nei sheish v'sheva. The minhag is that on Simchas Torah we do call up katanim, even if they are only 6 or 7 for an aliyah. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, the third line on the left side. Kosav HaMagen Avraham B'Shem B'Sechas Sofrim. Shanoshim. When it comes to women, afal pi she'ein chayavos b'Talmud Torah, even though, as we know, they have no chiyav of Talmud Torah, mikom makom chayavos l'shmoa kriyas sefer ka'anoshim. They must listen to kriyas Torah like the men. But, says the Magen Avraham, v'ein nohogos li'zor b'zeh, the women are not careful in being noeg this way, va'adarabba, and the opposite is true. Yesh mekomos nohagos hanoshim lotzeis chutz be'es akriya. There are places where the minhag is that the women go out during the time of kriya. And in note 25, he explains the reason. The reason why the women going out for the laning, Bir Hagon Rav Yashiv, Yashiv explains, Shekekol HaNira, from what appears, Bizlan HaMagen Avram, in the times of the Magen Avram, Lo Hayu HaNoshim Evinos HaShoshana Kodesh, the women did not understand the Kriyas HaTayra, Velo Tirgamu Osa Lahem Loshen Shemevinos. They didn't understand Loshen HaKodesh, and it wasn't being translated for them. And therefore, they would go outside. Ava B'makom Shemevinos, but in a place where they do understand, says Rav Yashiv, Chayavos Lehishar B'beis HaKnesses L'shmo as Kriyas HaTayra, they must stay in shul and listen to the Kriyas HaTayra. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitis of Katan Yudgimel. We said an Isha can get an Aliyah Mikradim, and a Katan, Shiodeh Alami Mavarech, and he knows who is being Mavarech. Umikomakom Ein Yochel Lios Makri Asa Olam. However, the Katan cannot be the Balkori. He cannot be the one who is laning, the Hainu. Shehu Yikra Bekol Ram B'Sefer Torah, that he's laning from the Sefer Torah out loud. V'ha'olim Omrim Achara B'lachash. And those who get the Aliyahs are reading after him quietly. V'chol HaTzibur Yu Yotze Midei Chavasim B'Shmir Mimenu. And the Tzibur will all be Yotze Der Chiyav through hearing it from a Katam. That is not allowed. Ad Sheyavi Shtei Saros, until he brings Shtei Saros. In the brackets, he writes, very important, Umishu ben Yud Gimel Shana. Once he reaches age 13, the Chazoka Shevish Tesaros in Yenzeh, he has a Chazoka already that he has brought Tesaros. That is the Chazoka that we rely on, that a boy is bar mitzvah. We assume he has Tesaros once he's 13, and he can do everything that is only a Chiv de Rabbanon. The Chazaka we paskin is only relied upon for the Rabbanas, not for the Raisas. That's why you will never find a Bar Mitzvah boy laning Parsha Zacha, which is the Raisa, because there we don't rely on the Chazaka, the fact that he's 13, he has Shtei Saros, but Lagabe regular Kriyas HaTorah or anything else, davening for the Omer, that's only the Rabbanan, we do rely on the Chazaka of Rava, that once you have Shanim, you also have Simonim. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Umikomakom Kesha'ein Sham Korei Acher. If there is no one else to lane, V'tisbatel HaKriya L'gamri. And if the Katan doesn't lane, there's going to be no Kriyas HaTayra. Mistapik HaPrimagadam. Primagadam has a suffix. The Efshar, maybe. The Yesh L'hokel B'ofen Zeh Afilum Lo Hevi Adayin Shtei Saros. Maybe we can rely on the Katan, even if he didn't bring Shtei Saros, that he could lane. V'chein B'derach HaChayim B'Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Mekel Gamkem B'Shas HaTchak. B'Derach HaChayim in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah is also lenient B'Shas HaTchak, that a boy that does not have Shtei Saros can be the Balkori. Sivkoton Yud Dalud. We said in the Ramah that we said Bedafka the Mitzdarfilim in Akruim, but not that they should be all Aliyos of Noshim or Ketanim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it shouldn't be all Orubam. It also should not be the majority. Then we said the din of an Eved Kenani is like an Isha, but if his Imo is in Israel, he's allowed to get an Aliyah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tesvav Imo in Israel, Da'az Havle Yisrael Ma'aliyah. Then he's a regular Yisrael if his mother's Yisrael. V'chayev b'chol mitzvos, and he's chayev in all mitzvos, of course he can get an Aliyah. Then the Rama told us, V'as Elukros Barosh Magula, you cannot read from the Sefer Torah with your head uncovered. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tazayin Hainu Afilu Katan. This is even if he is a Katan. V'chein Katan Shu Pocheach. And so to a Katan who's a Pocheach, what's that? The Hainu Shabegod of Kruin. His clothes are ripped. Uzro Osav Ukseif of Magula. And his arms and his shoulders are revealed. Aser Likros La Torah. He cannot get called up to the Torah. Finally, Sivkotan Yezayin is going on the last point of the Ramah that said a Mamzer is allowed to get an Aliyah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sherehu Chayav B'Chol HaMitzvah SheBaTorah K'Shar Yesh Yisrael. He's Chayav in all mitzvahs of the Torah like any other Jewish man, and therefore he can get an Aliyah. Again, like we pointed out, even if he comes from a Kohen, but he's a Mamzer, he would not be able to get the Kohen or Levi Aliyah, but he certainly can get called up for one of the Israel Aliyahs. We'll stop here and continue in Mitzvah Shem next time with Siv Dalit.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.